Toisvit goes on the same kasha. Why do we need a servo that saw if it's anyway mitzvah man grammo? And he says like this. These are his words. Tshuva, answer. Hechi amrinon. When do we say the mitzvah says man grammo nashim paturois? When do we say nashim apatov and mitzvah says man grammo? Hanimili mitzvah the talya begufa. That's a mitzvah which is on her guf to do. V'hi ena mitzvah el lizman yadua, but she's only commanded for a specific period of time. V'loy b'koz man, not all the time. Aval, however, mitzvah d'loy talya begufa, it's not on her. K'gol lamuos b'na'a, it's a chiyat d'mal her son. So it sounds like a little bit, he's starting to say that lamdus of the Ramban and the Ritva and the Discipler, that it's going on. Let's see what he says. So on her son, Ava gav the Mila Zaben Yesh Lizman, even though there's a time you have to do that Mila, Nahi the Kabuazman the Ben now. So I'd love if he finished off and said something like the Discipler, even though there's a time to do that Mila, that's the halacha in the Hilchas HaBen, but it's not on her. It wasn't the Yoyim that was going to Rechiyah, but it was the Ben that was going to Rechiyah. But then he totally switches gears. Then he says, Aval, he says, that's in the Medad as his man Kabul for the Ben Animoil, for the son, for the child. Avalav, Shetibo, Aboilis, Asek, Bemilas, Benoi, for the parent that's commanded to take care of the Mila, Ha'isaka, who ain't his man, that Isaac has no limited time, which if you remember the Stipler in Ois Beis, that's the way the Makna touched up the Ritva. And I told you there are those that say that it's a Tos Sefer in the Makna. The Makna really meant Tos is Rid. That Sinti has to be Oisik within it all the time. And there's man, there's no specific time. Shabain b'yoyim, bain b'layda, yitroch b'yochim sarachim b'ilas b'noi. There's no time limit to how to when he has to put in the his chiv to make sure the meal is done to the child. Has no time limit. If it's something that's to take care of at night, to make sure the meal gets done, you gotta take care of that at night too.
Where does come from?
The Hilchuk, therefore, without I saw, even though I saw, I would have said she's chayv also. Davamina, he did a sick bin beyond the Belila, let her be busy with it day and night. Shatimos benob is manoi. About sitzis, which is on the guf, then she's butter, because that's Tolian's man. Therefore, she's butter.
And it's the thing that is on their goof.
So he seems to be saying
that's what their goof has to do.
Oh,
the husband and wife.
Then what?
I was you were going to look at what they.
Yeah, so he's putting two things together, which is he needs a hezber. He says it sounds like he's saying when it's a mitzvah that I have to do like tzitzis, and it could be that I need to do stuff at night to make sure I have tzitzis also, but that doesn't matter. That's called his mangrum. It's called his mangrum.
The actual.
It's on me. But when the mitzvah is to do the mila, since it's not on my guf, so then we say, well, since there's stuff you need to do.
The mitzvah is not to do the mila. Obviously, the mitzvah is that the boy should be nimar. No, because if you say the mitzvah is to do the mila, then the mitzvah for me to
put on the mitzvah. But it is a mitzvah for me to do the mila.
What?
It's not like the chiv bezdin, you know, it's not. I do have a special mitzvah.
So there's a problem.
Yeah, so what's going on? You're right. He's saying since the mitzvah is to make this baby mal, make this baby gemalt. So then we say all the everything we have to do, put into it. That's all core part of the mitzvah. It's not to man grum. Well, it might not be, you know. What's the difference if it's to do the mitzvah's on him, the mitzvah's on me? I mean, if you have to take care of things to get the mitzvah done, and that's included in the zman of the mitzvah, so it's not to man grum. You don't want to include those things in the man's mitzvah, don't include them. But what's this split? What does he mean by this? You're right, he's saying something like that, but what's the hezber? What's this split that when it's on me, I don't care if you have to, you know, the only time the store to buy tzitzis was open was at night. Okay, I don't care, the mitzvah's by the day. When it comes to Mila, sits after running at the Isma at night and hire the mitzvah and do that, that's all called. Why? Because that's on him, not on me. Okay? So you're right, but.
Maybe the simple fact that there's someone else involved.
See, the fact that someone's involved automatically means
yourself for yourself.
Well,
guess it, the question is, why can't you do a bris milah at night?
It's a puzzle. B'yom HaShmini.
B'yom HaShmini, but the chiyuv doesn't start the eighth, the night of the eighth?
No. I mean, what do you mean the chiyuv? I mean, you can't do it till the day.
Yeah, but the day is night also.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah. But
it's 8 days, bro. It's like Tedvav, it's also the night.
Yeah, but B'yom HaShmini means day. It means literal day. Yom, not Laila. So what are you going to do? What do you mean? I mean, you can't do it at night. You wouldn't be Yotze at night.
That's what Zoraka said. I mean, the sheet doesn't say you can do it. It's
based
on the pasuk. What?
It's based on
the pasuk.
It's not a deraisa.
Deraisa. How does the other sheet say you can do it?
There's no other sheet.
There are sheets that say
you can do it. You're talking about Toysvis. Toysvis, Mila Shalab is mana. There's a sheet that says you can do it at night. He holds the drush is only for Yom HaShmini. That was Toysvis Teretz. Yeah, but without Toysvis, I'm saying. Without Toysvis. That's what Toysvis said. That our Gemara is only going with the Manda Omar who holds that once it's Shaloi Bizmana, once you pass the day of the 8th, then you can do whatever you want. Okay.
But
these other Rishonim are saying Terutzim without that. They're saying Terutzim, even if it would be Mamish only day.
But where is it taken from? Osek in the mitzvah is the
chiyuv. That's what I'm asking.
Isn't that every mitzvah?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is that
every mitzvah? I'll tell you the
difference. Yeah, so Duvi started, sounds like he means because since it's something to be done to him, so it automatically includes getting it done.
Because by bris milah, he has to get gemalt. So you have to be osek in. Let's say you went past the 8th day.
Yeah.
You have to be osek in and 9th day.
When you went past the 8th day?
Let's say the 8th day passes, right?
What does that do with that? Forget about passing the 8th day.
Every minute you don't do it, you're over.
Forget about passing.
Sittis is not every minute you don't do it.
Why not? If you call, and as much as it's filling, I'm saying whatever it is. Why not?
Just don't wear an arbor problem.
You're asking a different question. But I'm saying, once we're dealing with the mitzvahs that save Sittis, that means I have double conscience. Guys, you want getting out of it? Forget sitters.
When he said that,
forget sitters. Sukkah. What about sukkah?
It's not
sukkah. The mitzvah teaches man grum, right?
He's what? Saying you're not man grum because you're always osik.
He's saying that when the kriv is on me, that's called man grum. Sukkah is man grum. But milah sitters on the kid, that's what calls man grum because I have to be osik in the mitzvah to make sure it gets done.
What
did you say? Yes, I'm saying I'm asking like Tzvi. What's the difference? So let's say I have to build a sukkah. So I don't have to be always looking at to make sure it gets done.
Yeah, but that's a mitzvah on me.
No.
But it's on me.
It's
a different thing. It's a difference. It's on me. There's someone else involved.
Yeah, so what changed?
And it's not the mitzvah.
What?
The mitzvah sounds like he's focusing on the goof.
Yeah, he's not saying the mitzvah.
It's not my mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. It's on them. So therefore, it's not my ground.
You can say the lomdus of the stifler, but he's not saying that.
Right. But what is it? What is it?
Yeah.
If it's an Ozi the whole time, okay, so there's no his mind.
That's right. That's right.
But what does he do with the
fact there is a
I'm bothered by the same guy who's one.
But somehow, that only, like you're saying, that only matters.
But it's on you.
On someone else.
Yeah, that is what he's saying. The question is, what's the husband? The question is, what's that needs a husband?
Yeah.
Meaning by sukkah, for example. Even though, you know, if you don't go and build a sukkah, I mean, if you don't take care of it, if you don't work on it, even when it's not the zman, you might be stuck. But we still call that zman grum. Milo all of a sudden is not Zman Grom because you have to make sure it gets done. The my nafkamina, only one nafkamina. Sukkah is achir on my goof, and Milo is achir that I have to do to the baby. Why does that explain?
My only requirement is to see that it gets done. Now, with the only sukkah, my only requirement is not to see that sukkah gets done. I actually have to offer it.
No, you're required to do the myself. You're required to do the mitzvah as well. I mean, the av.
If the
av would go and you know
there,
just make sure it got done, but let someone else do it, he'd be missing out on the chiluk of his mitzvah.
The answer's got to be there in the nature of what he's doing, and
yeah.
The child of what the child's getting.
Yeah.
Unless
you hear the problem though that.
Is it supposed to be saying that any time? Someone is dependent upon me.
I don't know.
Okay?
He's using Mila and Sittis as the two examples. But Sittis, I think
no,
he's
saying,
talking about Mila.
Mila is a case where it's not right. On me, it's not someone else.
Right.
But that person is dependent upon
me to do it.
So maybe since the baby cannot do this mitzvah on his own.
True.
It's impossible.
True.
So therefore, there's this new created chiyuv on me that
constantly
said it's only
I
because of
more sure. than you have a chiyuv, even
course,
on your own chiyuv.
If it's up to me, then that's my problem. And that's my problem. Oh. That's on my head. I need to make sure that it's done. So therefore, it's right.
Okay.
But
I want to.
They can't. If the object of the mitzvah.
The question is, though.
They can't do anything without me. So, therefore, what is my mitzvah? I have no other. Obviously, there's a built in mitzvah for me to do something, and the mitzvah is not the ultimate goal. That's the mitzvah on him. So, what's my mitzvah? It has to be the Osek.
Except for that. Yeah. So, I want to tell you. So, I think along these lines, I think what you guys. I think this is the chat. But I want to support it with rise from other places. Basically, this pshat, I just want to bring it out. Two different Mar Mekoymas, okay? That I want to put together to explain this, which is along the lines of what you're saying right now. There's a Turi Evin, not our Turi Evin that the Steichel brought down. There's a Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah. Listen to this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Chayv Adam Lutar is Atzmei Beregel. Rosh Hashanah, Davtez Zayinim Adbeis. A person has to be tore by the regal. He can't make himself tome. Shneimar ubenivlasam loitzi go. Don't touch nevelas. Don't make yourself tome. A special lav. So, direct the Turi Evin Rosh Hashanah. Why do I need a special lav not to make myself tome on the regal? Hare, I'm chayiv in coming to the Beis Hamikdash. I'm chayiv in bringing karbonos. So of course I can't make myself tome. If I would make myself tummy, that would be a bitul mitzvah saseh. Why don't I need a special lav not to make yourself tummy? If you make yourself tummy, you're mabatul mitzvah saseh. If you want to be some mikdash, you bring kabbonis. What's the lav added? It's included in the mitzvah saseh that you can't make yourself tummy. That's what he asks. And he says, if gevaldik a chiddush to answer his questions. He says, if a person would sit with his hands folded till sukkah starts, and now sukkah comes in, he says, I don't have a sukkah, I'm ba'oinis. I don't want you want to say I'm a batal mitzvah. I'm a batal mitzvah, I'm an oinis, I don't have a sukkah. So he says he's right, he's an oinis, he was not a batal mitzvah, because a mitzvah is only in the zman of the mitzvah. There's a heksher mitzvah which you should do if you really care. But it's not a bitul mitzvah asay. If he wouldn't have built that sukkah, and he goes and he says, okay, now he's talking oinus. That's called oinus. So he says, if there wouldn't be a lav of a bin of loss unless he go, you're right. If a person would make himself tomei on Yom Tov, that'd be a bitul mitzvah asay. But what's stopping him from making tomei 2 days before Yom Tov, when it's too late to make himself tar for the regal? He says, if he would do that, that would not be a bitul mitzvah asay. That'd be oinus. Because it wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvah yet. The lav is to tell us, no, even then it's also for you to do it. Yeah, but he's saying here a tremendous chiddush that the chiyuvei mitzvah only begin in the zman of the mitzvah. But if I make myself tummy a day before, I won't be able to do the mitzvah. True, but that's not called bitul mitzvah, that's called oinus. Without the special pasuk of the Gemara over there, but nothing lets it go, that'd be called oinus. He didn't build a sukkah, now the sukkah comes in, I don't have a sukkah, oinus. Might be, you're missing out on a mitzvah. There might be other chesronos for what you did. You didn't take care of the heksher mitzvah. But it's not the chiyuvei mitzvah do oraisa, do not include any part outside of the time frame of the mitzvah. You hear what he's saying? It's a big chiddush, Turiyah. So then I understand. That you could have mitzvah saseh shazman gomba. That I need to do at night in order to get them by the day. The only time the tefillin store is open is at night, and if I don't go now, I won't have it. Okay, but that's still called Zman Grumma, because according to the story of heaven, Saif Kol Saif, your chiyuvim to make sure the mitzvah get done only start in the Zman of the mitzvah. That's what he's saying. So why by Mila should it be any different? So I'm saying what you said, really. But I'm just we once learned this, I think, maybe. There's this famous Avnei Nezer. There's an Avnei Nezer on the Rambam that the Rambam says by Ner Chanukah that if you don't have money for Ner Chanukah, you have to sell your shirt. It's Rambam in Chanukah by Dalet Kosis. It's by Chanukah, and the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam learned it out from Dalet Kosis. You have to go and sell your shirt to get money. So then Nezer says, well, what do you mean? For mitzvah say you're not chayv to sell the shirt if you're back. Right? For mitzvah say you only chayv to spend up to 1/5 of your money. You don't spend more than that. You're not usually chayv to spend more than that. So why by Ner Chanukah and by Dalet Kosis also, all of a sudden you have to sell everything you have? So Avinezer says that by normal mitzvahs, you have a chayv to spend more than a certain amount. That's because once it costs more than a fifth, let's say, you're an oinus. You're an oinus. It's more than your mechuyev to go ahead and spend. So if you can't afford that amount, you're an oinus. He says, but by Dalet Kosis and Ner Chanukah, those are mitzvahs which are persume niso. He says, by persume niso, the effect of the mitzvah is that Yenim should see it, persume niso. That the guy in the rechoyev should come and see the nais. That's the point of the mitzvah. So be a shlom if you can't afford the lulav, so you're an oinus on the lulav. But if you don't do the persume niso, the tine of oinus doesn't help. Oinus is when it's klapei me. I have certain chiyuvim I have to do. I'm an oinus. But when the whole point of the mitzvah is to affect the other guy, how does your oinus help him? You can have all the oinus in the world, but this guy is not going to see the nechanik in the window. He's not going to be
doesn't start until.
Oh, so wait. One second. So Mamela, you have no p'tor oinus on that. You have no p'tor oinus. He's not talking about time. I'm putting two things together. Hold on. He's not discussing time. He's discussing stam. Why are you chayv to pay more than for regular mitzvah?
I don't understand that either. Yeah, what's the logic?
Huh? Because the reason... No. The lulav is there to affect me. So Hashem says, if you're an oinus, okay, so it's as if you shook the lulav. Hashem says, I'm in mitzvah, you're machshava l'mayf, so it's not your fault. It's as if you did it. But I can't say to you, it's as if you did it at a mitzvah that's there to affect somebody else. Because soif goes soif. You didn't do it. The guy didn't see the nais. He didn't see the pierce of my nais. I can't live in a world if it's as if you did it, clap at that guy. So my normal p'tur from oinus falls out the window. That's what the nezer says. That's why I'm equipped to pay more.
By, I thought you just said by the other case, by...
Two different things.
No, I thought you just said that you needed a special pasuk.
Yeah, I'm not about time now.
Of Karbanos.
I'm just telling two totally different halachos. I didn't speak about time yet with Hanukkah. I'm just speaking about, there's a mitzvah in the Rambam that says, two totally different concepts. Two different concepts. Well,
By the case of the being Tamei and Yontef.
Yeah, over there, the proof we brought from over there is that the Chiyuvei HaMitzvah don't begin until the time of the mitzvah. Finished. Now we're bringing something else. That when a person has a timeless oinus, that only helps him as much as the mitzvah is there for him. But if the mitzvah is there for others, the timeless oinus doesn't help him. That's going to do with time, or just has to do with money, but that's the concept. Bring out two concepts. As Avnezer says, oinus is as if you shook the lulav. It's as if there was a pierce in my nose. There was no pierce in my nose. Yeah.
What's the logic again? To follow through the logic?
Which one? The second one, Avnezer. He says the reason why, if you can't afford it, your putter more than a certain amount, is because Hashem says, Hashem, what is the mitzvah supposed to get out of you? Tilas halulav. So Hashem could say, it's nechshav, you weren't out to the lulav. It's as if you weren't out to the lulav. You put in whatever you were able to put in, and the rest is oinus. So it's as if you did it. Yeah. But when the whole result of the mitzvah is supposed to have an effect on someone else outside of you, that this guy is supposed to see the pierce of my nase, he can't see a pierce of my nase, it's as if I did. That is invisible. Doesn't look like anything. He needs to see neiris. See mechuyev to spend ad kedei kach. The patur of oinus won't get you out of it. He says. It's a chiddush, but I mean that's what he explains to Rami. So I'm just...
Torah of oinus, right, by lula, it gets you out of it?
Yeah.
If you don't do it, why? It's as if you did it?
Yeah. No, oinus is if you accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish. You're not held accountable for not doing it.
You get the star, you just don't get the...
But the point is, yeah, you did what you needed to do. You did what you needed to do. So in the mail, if you put these two things together, it comes out sounding like some of what you guys were saying. that ain't a chinami. Like the Torah even said in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter if you have to take care of it, you know, when it's not the Zman. So if you're chiyuvim to deal with this mitzvah only in the Zman. Only in the Zman. So much so that he says, even if you made yourself tummy a day before Yom Tov, there would not be a bitul mitzvah, if not for the special pasuk. It's only the Zman. But why? So Torah even says, because if Yom Tov comes in, and the Zman of the mitzvah begins, and you don't have a sukkah, you don't have what you need, you're einus. So that's better. So what I wanted to say, I want to apply this to Avnei Nezer. That's all well and good when the mitzvah is klape you, because you have a tainus oinus. So you're not chayiv to go and start earlier, because if this man came in and you weren't prepared, you'd be oinus. You're not being mevatel the mitzvah by not starting earlier. So therefore, the mitzvah, we view this mitzvah as that it's limited to its man. That's its man grum. But when it has to have effect on Yedim, when this baby has to become gemalt, my normal tainus oinusim don't help me. Like the Avnei Nezer says by Pirsa Manes. Mamela, I'm mechuyev to always make sure this is going to happen. And mamela, it's not Zman Grom, it's not limited to only the Zman of the Mitzvah. That's all. Which is what you're basically getting, you're saying. Yeah.
You got it?
Actually, it's even worse. If you wanted to go the opposite way, I'd have a problem. If you wanted to learn from Bilo, how to, let's say,
here's Maness.
Yeah, because here, it's not just that I need to have a shabbat on this person, because the chiv is really mine. But I have a chiv for some reason, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need that person, so I can't pretend that I do what I need to do with that kind of effect. I understand.
Right.
Here it's a little different. That baby has a mitzvah.
Right.
It's even more so.
So it's even more over here.
It's even more so that it's.
Okay, good.
I can't let it go. It depends on that.
Good. Yeah, that's the. So the government takes the street.
The
toast is
really
high and strong. So, yeah.
That
toast is really. What? Maybe we'll get into that, yeah. What, the whole other aspect of the rush, you mean? The. Which part?
The one.
About shlichus.
Yeah.
It's a whole other part of the circuit. Maybe after we write. There's one more Gavaldik Teretz of this Kasha from the Turi Evan. We won't get into the Rai so much now, but just to say over the Lumdus of the Turi Evan. It's a well-known, it's a very Geshmak Lumdus what he says. He says, he answers twice this Kasha, that really, Mila is not a mitzvah Shazman Groma at all. This is not called Zman Grama. It's not called Zman Grama. Even if you hold like the Mandomar, that you can never do it at night, it's not called Zman Grama. Why? I mean, tefillin Zman Grama because it can only be by day. Since it's Zman Grama, it can only be by day. This also can only be by day. Why is it not Zman Grama? See, he says, Zman Grama means that there's a time that starts the mitzvah and a time that ends the mitzvah. So Sukkot is Zman Grama.
If somebody does a mila at night, he's going to do a tovus dam by day or no? Just look at the rule, you can't do it at night.
These are all...
discussed all this already?
In the point scheme. No. The point scheme discussed that. It's definitely not Yotze the Mitzvah.
It's definitely not Yotze the Mitzvah.
Right.
So he has to do a tovus dam. Maybe the mila is supposed to do it by day, but once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, okay. But into the Mitzvah.
It's not Yotze.
It doesn't bris mila at night. Maybe they do Tavis Dam Bris. They discuss in Shulchan Aruch Tavis Dam Bris and these things. But you have to do it by day. That's a mitzvah Jezman Grum. Yeah? So, yeah, we could get into that sugya also. We could. It's another part of it. I will see. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah? Fine. So he says. The Zman begins it, the Zman ends it. So Sukkot, the Zman starts it, the Zman ends it. and tefillin also. It's only the start by day, ends by the end of the day. So that's man grum. He says, but that means that once this man finishes, the mitzvah ended. Right? Once sukkah is over, it's too late. Yeah? It's man grama. He says, but over here we have a chiv milah. So at the end of the day, if you didn't do that chiv milah, and now you wake up tomorrow morning, the chiv is still on your head. The chiv didn't go anywhere. This man didn't stop the chiv. The chiv goes on forever. So when the chiv goes on forever, you never, if the chiv never stops, then that's not called Zman Grama. That's called, you have a mitzvah that always has to be done. But one of the dinim in that mitzvah is you can't do it at night. But it's not called Zman Grama. Why is it different than tefillin? Tefillin also, you wake up the next morning and the chiv's still there. Nein! That's a new chiv. Yesterday's chiv is gone. Tefillin you chayv every day. Or every minute of every day. What? But the mila is one time you do it. So in as much... So Mamela, since the chiyuv is always there and it doesn't stop, that's a called Zman Grama. It's called the mitzvah which I have to do. Which one of the chiyuv mitzvah is not one of the dinei mitzvahs, not do it at night. But that's not called it. This man is going to the Galamdas. It's already heaven. Yeah, when he was Lashon.
Why is it different than the first Darius and Tosfos?
What?
Why is it different than the first Darius and Tosfos?
Well, it's very different. It's very different. It's very different. Because Tosfos only works. Yeah, but what about Tosfos' follow-up kasha? Tosfos only works if you say, according to the Man D'Omar, that once you get the loy bezmano, you can do it night and day. So Yevon's saying, no. Even if you're like the Man D'Omar, that you can only do it by day forever, the way we paskin, still it's not Zman Grama. Your Tais wasn't going with this lumpness of the Torah Yevon. Tais was assuming something which could be done by day is automatic Zman Grama. Period. He's saying no.
I understand, but the first
Tais. No, the first Tais is not it doesn't stand on its own. You see, Tais has learned. Saying, you see, Tais has learned that the set. You see, Tais has learned. Right. Yeah, but he still has a kasha that it's by day. Tosfos is saying, I only solved one problem, the problem of number 8.
But then he says,
but what about the day and night? What about that?
It's got a kasha on that answer.
I mean, I understand, but to me, they're essentially saying the same thing. Treyevin is saying that this mitzvah is ongoing, it never stops. And Tosfos says, yeah, but then Tosfos has a question. Treyevin seems to.
I'm saying the Torah Yemen, but that's what I mean. It's very different than Tosfos. He's saying not like Tosfos. He's right, that's right.
Oh, he answers up that question.
Tosfos is basically saying that my first teretz that I gave you was only true according to one man d'omar. So Torah Yemen said, no.
Because of day. Nighttime
right.
Stops.
Right. Right. That's the Chiddush of Torah Yemen. Exactly. That's.
Why is it necessarily night and fast with you? Why can't it just be that?
I mean, Tosfos has understood that way. Because otherwise, why do you have to make it according to only one man d'omar? You're right, he's agreeing with Tosfos that once you start on day 8 and keep going, that's not an issue, that's not a problem. That is agreeing with Tosfos, but in the part of day night, it's a major, major difference.
The point is, you need an end according to Israel.
Right.
See, hold on. The whole thing is that you need, according to Tzuri Eben, and then get everyone else, you get a little sheet in terms of who's the mitzvah on, what mitzvah are we talking about?
No, he's not going with any of them. He's saying his own thing.
The mitzvah, what mitzvah are we talking about? The mitzvah to do the meal or to be bound?
The mitzvah to do the milah. The mitzvah za'av to do the milah. Whatever you want to call it. The mitzvah milah, first milah. So we haven't saying you don't have to get involved in all these different lumdases to be mechalik. He's saying you don't have to get involved in a lumdas to be mechalik in what's called, whether this is included in Zman Gomer or not, like the stifler's lumdas. and the Tosis is read. He said, you don't have to get involved in that. It's not his man grammar. It's not what his man grammar means. It's not what it means.
It's got to have a beginning and an end.
Right? The first part of Tosis, you're right. It has to, the fact that it starts and keeps going is enough for him. But once that happens, he holds it's not his man grammar. It's a mitzvah which you always have to do. Doesn't stop. And
just can't do it at night.
That's what the dina mitzvah. But all right, that's man grum is that when you wake up the next morning, it's still here.
It's not a new
chiv. It's the same old chiv that's still here. Same old chiv that's still here. Yeah, Shabbos is a different. Yeah, they don't. They don't discuss Shabbos. Can't do it. Yeah. That could be everybody agrees to because nobody was even Toitzel was bothered by the day night. He was never bothered by Shabbos. It wasn't even Toitzel would agree to that before. You hear what I'm saying? Even Toitzel would agree to that. Because when Toitzel says Mila Shaloi Bizmana, he's only bothered by the night time. Shabbos didn't bother him. So the father, yeah.
Shabbos
doesn't stop. It's Shabbos that stops you.
Do it Shabbos.
It's not so much when you can't.
It's a separate issue that stops you from doing it. Yeah. And a chinam.
And a chinam. When based it as a
There is a shaila about that. Father's still chayiv even after. Maybe we'll get into that.
Or maybe say no. The whole the sum total of this mitzvah.
Right.
Like the whole mitzvah of this mitzvah is until it's gadol.
Right.
But if the mitzvah says my grow, because
cold.
At that period of time right. It never ends.
Right. That's a chayra. That's what I assume. Even if you say the father's chayiv fell off after the kid has chayiv himself, still. Okay, there's many other aspects we can touch on over here. We'll see. But in the meantime, I'm going to write up a Chazar sheet for Sunday.
Oh, good.
Sure. Yeah, that'll be good.
Help me write.